Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
So now that there's a shortage, I went to Chick-fil-A and only ordered sauces. Time to play Chick-fil-A dipping sauce. Price is Right.
Yeah. Can I get 3 zesty buffalo, 2 Polynesian, and 6 Chick-fil-A sauces?
What?
Yeah. TAD. How much is it?
Okay. How much for...
I'll break it down again.
3 zesty buffalo,
okay.
The 2 Polynesians, and 6 Chick-fil-A sauces.
And you were able to just order that?
Yeah.
That's it.
He was definitely confused.
But no sandwich, no nothing.
No nothing. Well, I went through twice. I went through first, got the sandwich, because I knew after the sauce thing could go sideways, and I didn't want to be without my sandwich. So how much for what amounts to 8, 9, 11 sauces during a Chick-fil-A shortage?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say $3.
Oh, I'm going higher. I'm going $4.83. I've added the tax in.
All right. You guys don't know what you're dealing with.
It's free. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All of them?
All of them were free.
All 11.
Now. Here's the thing.
What?
This was day one of the shortage.
Yeah.
I don't think they've dealt with this before, and they're so nice. But when I pulled around, 3 employees, including the manager, were waiting for me with confused looks on their faces.
Hi. Dad? Yes.
I was just wondering, with all the sauces without an order, so that's why I was...
Yeah. Okay. So is that shortage for real?
Yes, it is.
It is? So if I come through again, I'm just kidding. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Question for Drex.
Yes.
I have the bag of sauces. Ooh. Here.
You have the sauces.
What's my play here? I need to play the sauce market.
You are. Absolutely. You've created your own commodities market. Well done, Tad. Very impressed.
So, do I wait and sit on these sauces? I got to figure out how long this is going to last.
You know how long you wait? You wait until you're uncomfortable, and then you wait even more.
Oh, man.
You wait for the strain. You wait for the pull. You wait for the moment that you actually need it, and that's when you unload it. Oh, you buy low and sell high, buddy. A month.
I find myself longing for the Polynesian. Then I wait a couple of more days.
Exactly. Are you going on vacation at all this summer?
Yeah.
Bring it with you, because vacationers are idiots and they'll buy anything.
All right. Thank you very much for this advice.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Jen, why do you need forgiveness from your husband this morning?
I took some money from our savings account and I thought I could put that money back in like a month, but it's just going to take a little bit more time.
You know? All right, let me understand this. You have an investment opportunity. You took money out of your savings account. You thought you were going to get it back into the account. And does Rick know about any of this? This is your husband?
This idea is going to be like worth billions. So like, you should get over it and
billions.
Just wait for the...
Hold on, Jen. You said that this is going to be worth billions. The only way to make billions is to put like a million in. How much money are we talking that you invested into this amazing opportunity?
Yeah.
So I took $10,000 out of our savings account.
$10,000?
It's this amazing opportunity. Have you ever heard of Alfred Einstein? It's like this big kind of idea.
It's like a big invention. I think it's Albert, but that's fine. So this is an invention. You're needing our help to ask your husband's forgiveness for taking money out of your savings account. You thought you would be able to put it back in. You can't.
Okay, the big problem is that because I took $10,000 out, there's only like $800 left in that savings account.
Oh my gosh.
But he's got to know, like, we're going to make it all back. And we're going to make more than that.
So if you don't tell him about this today and you don't ask for forgiveness, it's in all likelihood he's going to find out on his own.
Ugh.
He'll be on board because, I mean, like, this was his idea.
This was his idea, but you, like, followed through with it without talking to him about it.
Yeah, because he's going to be so surprised and excited.
Not the adjectives, I would think.
Right.
Hang on. 10 minutes from now, we'll talk to him, and we'll see how he reacts to this news and get forgiveness for you, okay?
Great.
I know that conversation went very quickly, but let's just lay this out here again. She had an idea she says was actually her husband's idea, took $10,000 out of their bank account, and invested it without letting him know. Wow. I got to find out what this invention is that she said is going to make them billionaires with a B.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
We're just talking to Jen a couple of minutes ago who has an invention that she's invested in, and she says it was actually her husband's idea. The only thing is that she didn't tell her husband that she was following through with his idea. And in the process, removing $10,000 from their bank account, leaving them with only $800, which is why she needs forgiveness before her husband realizes we've only got $800 to our name. Jen, sit tight as we get your husband, Rick, on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Rick. It's Tad, Drex, and Caracon from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay.
No, you did not win. We did want to ask, though, have you and your wife had an idea lately that's going to be like the next Tesla or Apple stock?
I don't think so.
So you guys haven't had a discussion about investments or opportunities or anything like that?
No.
Honey, this was your idea. It was your idea, and it's like this brilliant idea.
All right. Now, hang on. Rick, I'm sure this is confusing to you. That's Jen, your wife. She's on the phone, and she has something to tell you about.
Oh, okay.
Remember when, like, Bandit's teeth were stinky, and you said that we should get him dentures?
Now, hang on a second. Who's Bandit?
Our dog.
Dentures for a dog. This is the big idea?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That was a joke.
But it's like so genius.
Dog dentures are genius? it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. Okay. I'm not even sure if that's possible.
It's genius.
Honey, what do you need to tell me?
Well, yeah, Rick, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And there is something else that Jen wants to tell you.
Okay.
So I told Dr. about it, and he just wants to make it into reality. So we are investors, and when this takes off, it's going to be big money, like move to Buckhead kind of money.
Jen, how much money did you give this man?
$25,000. I mean, which we'll get back plus like another $25 billion.
Whoa.
You don't have $25,000. What are you talking about?
I mean, well, it wasn't all from our account.
Yeah, I was wondering because, Jen, when we talked to you earlier, you said it was $10,000. So where'd you get the rest of the money?
So half of it is from Aunt Clara.
You took this from our inheritance?
First of all, it's my aunt. And secondly, it was your idea. And we talked about it.
I mean, this wasn't my idea. This was a joke that I made. Is this for real?
Let me understand this. You guys were remarking that Bandits has stinky teeth. Rick said, we should get him dentures. And Jen, you have since then gone off, talked to a doctor, started putting this in research and development, taken inheritance money, and left you with $800 in your savings account.
Oh, my God. Jen, you've just wiped out our entire savings.
I did not wipe it all out.
For some money that you gave to Dr. Giggles.
So, Rick.
Not a good idea, honey.
Jen does feel bad that she did all this without talking to you. And she just wants to know, are you willing to forgive and forget?
Jen, listen to me. You need to hang up this phone right now and call whoever you need to call and get this money back.
Doggy dentures are coming, and we're going to make $1 billion. And when the money comes rolling in, don't be mad.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, Drex and Kara are going to go place their orders while I let you know. Have you ever asked anybody to grab your mail, like a neighbor?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
Kelly says that her neighbor asked her to grab the mail, and it turned into a 3-day nightmare that she needs to fess up and ask forgiveness about.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow morning at 7, Forgive and Forget. That's
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 729, sun and clouds, maybe a little rain today with a high near 80. Braves lost their third straight 4-3 to the Mets. What else is going on, Kara?
Are you waking up a millionaire today? I hate to break it to you, but nope, nobody is. No one hit all of the numbers in last night's Mega Millions, so lottery fever is going to get hotter. That makes Friday's jackpot now worth over $500 million.
What?
With a B. Now, if you take the cash option, you'll walk home with $346 million. This is the eighth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history, and I do think it's pretty cool that these numbers are drawn right here in our WSB building.
I just have a question. Who has any money to buy lottery tickets when gas is $3.40 a gallon? Anybody in this room?
I mean, I'm putting up my
$2. No, you're not.
You can't win if you don't play.
You have better odds of becoming the president, getting struck by lightning, and dying, Kara.
That's fine, but I'm also supporting somebody going to school with the Hope Scholarship, because that's what that lottery money goes to.
Give it
towards.
Directly.
Oh, please.
You've got better odds of winning. B98.5 pays your bills.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I can't win that either. Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So the national anthem is a super tough song to sing, but the people who can pull it off are definitely the real deal. If you have always dreamed of belting out that song in front of thousands at a big sporting event, the Atlanta Track Club is looking for you. You know, the AJC Peachtree Road Race is back in person this year, and it's going to take place over 2 days, July 3rd and 4th. So it's tradition for someone to sing the anthem at the start line of the race. They're going to start taking submissions June 7th. First and second place are going to get to sing at the races, and then they're also going to do a junior competition too. So if you've got a little one that wants to sing,
oh, cool.
This is huge.
If the late night co-eds on the shores of Gulf Shores, Alabama have anything to say with it, they would nominate my wife because, man, after a box and a half of wine, she put on the performance of a lifetime on the balcony of our hotel.
Really?
Thinking that it was only us hearing her. When she finished, throngs of people.
Really?
This is at like midnight.
No
throngs
way.
Of people were cheering for her.
That's so fun.
But that's the only way she'll do it. So if they can arrange for her to go like to a balcony at a nearby hotel and sing the national anthem.
That was the most Alabama story you've ever told, Ted.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Good morning, Nicole in Carrollton.
I'm here.
Hi. Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
I'm Kara. Can you please leave the studio?
I'm gone, Nicole. Good luck.
Thanks.
Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these five trivia questions. We're going to bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I am.
Oh, and I do want to let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Here's question number one. There's a rumor that some U.S.-based airlines may start weighing passengers prior to boarding. What's Atlanta's hometown airline?
Delta.
Question two. Target and Macy's have discontinued Chrissy Teigen's line of cookware. What's a Target store called that has a full grocery store inside of it?
That's my daughter. Target Plus or Target? I want to say Target Superstore, but I know that's going to be Walmart. Target Plus.
That's not
bad. Number three, a group led by Leonardo DiCaprio have pledged $43 million to rebuild the Galapagos Islands. What 90s movie did he star in opposite Claire Danes?
Romeo and Juliet.
Number four, Sinead O'Connor claims Prince terrorized her at her home one day back in the 90s. What country is Sinead O'Connor from?
Oh, I know Sinead O'Connor. Ireland.
Number five, Atlanta hip-hop star Lil Jon.
Yeah!
Will star in his own HGTV show this fall. What does HGTV stand for?
Do you know, Zoe?
Something about homes.
Home. What is that?
So we know TV is television, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So home. H and G. Homes and what?
Homes and gardens?
It's bring Kara back in.
Wow. Nicole, with the assistance of daughter Zoe and Carrollton this morning, got four right with tough questions, Kara.
If Nicole wins, she probably owes us a few bucks, too.
Right.
Are you ready, Kara, for the same questions?
Yeah.
Number one, there's a rumor that some U.S.-based airlines may start weighing passengers prior to boarding. I'd just like to announce I'll be taking the train from now on. What's Atlanta's hometown airline?
Delta.
That's what Nicole said, one-to-one.
Number two, Target and Macy's have discontinued Chrissy Teigen's line of cookware. What's a Target store that's got a full grocery store inside of it called?
A super Target.
Yeah, Nicole said Target Plus, and then her daughter Zoe was like, that's not right. All right, it's 2-1. Kara's up.
Not how she talks. Number three, a group led by Leonardo DiCaprio pledged $43 million to rebuild the Galapagos Islands. What 90s movie did he star in opposite Claire Danes?
Romeo and Juliet.
Julieta. Wow. All right, that's what Nicole said. It's 3-2, though, Kara.
I'm the king of the poison. Number four, Sinead O'Connor claims Prince terrorized her at her home one day back in the 90s. What country is Sinead O'Connor from?
Ireland.
Okay, that's what Nicole said as well, but Kara's up 4-3.
And number five, Atlanta hip-hop star Lil Jon.
Okay!
Will star in his own HGTV show this fall. What does HGTV stand for?
Home and Garden TV.
Oh, we served it up on a platter to Nicole, and she got it right. Shocking. But it doesn't matter. Final score this morning at 5-4. Nicole and Zoe and Carrollton, are you smarter than Kara?
No, we're not. And that's okay, because this was a dream come true, being able to do this. We love you, Kara.
Oh, thank you.
So listen, and it's also a dream come true to walk away with better stuff than you would have gotten for the $100. $75 American Express gift card and two Fandango codes to see Cruella in theaters. The new Walt Disney Studios film Cruella comes to theaters and Disney Plus with premiere access Friday, May 28th. Yes,
we
yes.
We are thrilled. Yay! Good.
What's the furthest anybody has gone to get a discount? In your line of work, you have a particular set of skills?
I have a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career.
And people want them.
Yeah.
And they want them for free.
Mm.
So despite my best efforts to fix my dishwasher, I ended up with an angry, frustrated wife and a broken dishwasher.
Mm.
And so I called this place that I knew was expensive. So the guy comes over, and I was so happy to see him. I offered him a drink immediately.
Well, he turned on the charm for the plumber.
I mean, I was like,
water, I hope, right?
Oh, no. We go for the good gin.
Tad!
Yeah, well, the plumber deals with water all day, Kara.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
So we start talking. He's got a country music career. And next thing you know, I'm like, I'll put his album on the old hi-fi.
Oh my gosh.
Is this the plumber?
This is the musical stylings of a dishwasher repairman who is in a band called Big Dixie Mafia. They play on Marietta Square. He's met a guy from Leonard Skinner that used to be his neighbor. And I know all of this because we're getting to know each other, because that's how I get the friends and family discount, I'm figuring, and I'm hoping.
This is really shady, Tad.
So the clock is ticking, and hours have gone by, and we're having a great time, but at this point, if he charges me full price, I'm financially ruined.
Oh, like, my gosh.
So I double down, because the friend's discount is no longer going to cut it.
Right.
Now I need the family discount.
Yeah, the big one, right?
I have this man's cell phone number. I asked him to let me know when his band is playing out so I can come out and see them perform. We cried together.
What? Is this all really worth it?
So did you get the discount?
I added it up. $139 they charge for the first 15 minutes.
Right.
And $40 every 15 minutes after that. These people charge so much money, they don't even give it to you by the hour. They're, nobody could handle that figure. That's
and you said hours?
And you were with this guy for hours?
It should have been $600 to $700. How many dishwashers can you buy for $600 or $700?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get the discount?
Right? Please.
$269.
Wow. Good for you.
So I got to know, is that, did I go the furthest anybody's gone for a discount?
Is anybody surprised at that?
404-741-0985. Kathy's actually already on hold in Alpharetta. And she says some guy came in and tried to use magic to get something free from her. So we're talking about the furthest anybody has gone to get a discount. I spent 6 hours hanging out with my dishwasher repairman and committed to seeing his band perform on Marietta Square. Can you top that?
And you got over a 50% discount from this guy.
I did very well with that.
Good for you.
And I have a friend now. Claire in McDonough, furthest you've gone for a discount?
I dated this guy one time because he was a massage therapist, but I didn't really like him at all. But I got free massages, right?
Claire.
And I swear it wasn't like being totally selfish. I mean, okay, here's the thing. I was in a car accident and I have a really bad back. So they're expensive,
they
right?
They are expensive.
So we dated for a while.
Yeah, but dating someone who would be a massage therapist, I could imagine the last thing he wants to come home and do is more massages.
You know, you would think that, but he was a really nice guy.
He would do it for his lady that he thought was in love with him, but wasn't really just using him.
We broke up amicably, so it all turned out okay.
So you're saying the juice was worth the squeeze then?
Oh, yeah.
Kathy and Alpharetta, you had a guy pull a rabbit out of a hat for free food.
Yes, magic for a free waffle.
All right, so a magician doing a magic trick for a waffle.
Well, and who proposed this?
Right?
Was he like, hey, want to see a magic trick? I can make a waffle disappear.
Because Drex, you can make a waffle disappear.
Oh, no question. Right? I mean, that's my one and only magic. Yeah. I can make two waffles disappear.
So, Kathy, right? You work at Waffle House. I mean, you must get people doing anything and everything to get a free waffle here. Or
I've had people try to trade out fried chicken, pizza for waffles.
Can you blame them?
Have you taken them up?
Right?
You're like, what is that? Oh, it's Antico? Okay, you got a deal.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
If it was sushi, maybe.
Right. Oh, there's nothing healthier than street sushi.
Right. Yeah, sushi that's been sitting in some loser's car for 4 hours.
Yeah. Days, and he's like, well, maybe I can get a free waffle out of this. We'll see.
That California roll is a Florida roll now.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. It's 826. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, sun and clouds today. Maybe a little rain. High near 80. Braves lost their third straight 4-3 to the Mets. What else is happening, Kara?
You got to admit, we all secretly love a good old home renovation show, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
The transformations can be super inspiring. And HGTV just picked up a new show with a very unlikely star, Atlanta's own Little John.
What?
Exactly. The show is called Little John Wants to Do What?
Yeah!
He's been paired with designer and expert builder Anitra Mekadon, who you may have seen on DIY Network's Megadens.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Little John says he doesn't like following design trends and would rather be a trendsetter himself. So you never know what kind of crazy stuff he's going to come up with on this show. It's going to air later this summer. They're currently filming around town all this month. But my question is, would you let Little John into your house and let him just carte blanche do what he wanted?
Yes, because he's going to walk in and say this.
Let's get this mother crawl.
Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So the community of Milton has been coming together in a big way to send care packages to one of their own. Officer Rebecca Tidwell has been serving in the U.S. Air Force Reserve and has actually been deployed in Afghanistan for the last 8 months. So the police department took to social media and asked the community to send over a few cards and her favorite treats. Pop-Tarts. And all of a sudden, all kinds of stuff has started pouring in. Sweet handwritten notes, cards of encouragements, and tons of Pop-Tarts. So Captain Charles Barstow told Channel 2 Action News they're sending these goodies off to her this week, and they're pretty sure that she's going to share.
I think it became clear, too, not only did Officer Tidwell like Pop-Tarts, but I think a lot of her unit likes them as well.
This is just so great, taking care of our servicemen and women.
I love it.
My dad actually pulled, he was a captain in the Army, and I don't know, I was up in Michigan a couple of weeks ago, and he pulled out some of his old Army papers, and he showed me his contract he signed. It says in the contract, like, you could die.
Oh, yeah.
You could die for your country. And right under that, my dad signed his name in big, bold letters.
Yeah, it's huge.
So they do so much for us.
And then we can send them Pop-Tarts.
Right.
Sounds
I'll bet you're smart enough to figure out what is going on in this audio clip.
Uh-oh.
Oh, baby.
So this is a woman calling her husband's twin brother to find out where her husband is.
A woman calling her husband's twin brother
yes.
to find out where her husband is.
Yeah, and like okay. I said, I'll bet you're smart enough to figure out what's really going on. So take a listen.
Hello?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on now?
Josh said he was meeting you at the bar. Is he with you?
Yeah, he's actually, he just went to the bathroom.
Yeah, he's with you?
Yeah, he went to the bathroom.
All right, can you put him on the phone?
I mean, yeah, I gotta go get him. I mean, I think, yeah, hold on 1 second. I'll get him.
All right.
He's covering for him.
Yep.
How do you know that?
Well, he's in the bathroom. Uh-huh. And then as soon as she goes, the more time somebody repeats the same word, the less likely it is to tell the truth.
So that's the woman calling her husband's twin brother to find out where he is. The husband is sitting right next to his wife.
Of course.
In the video. And so it was like the woman posted it because she's like, this is the ultimate sign of a bro code.
Right.
And, you know, we would do that for each other in a second, right?
For sure.
100%. I wonder, Kara, is there a queen code?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with best friends, with girlfriends, absolutely.
No questions asked. You would do the same thing.
Yes.
Lie to another woman.
For my friend?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
The first rule of girl code, though,
yeah.
is thou shalt always use bathroom facilities as a group.
Exactly.
Never as just one.
So that's how you get caught, right?
That's how you cover for each other.
Oh, okay. All right. It's your tag team in it.
Exactly.
Can we see this video, by the way?
Oh,
is it a YouTube video?
I think it is like a ticky-tacky,
right.
So I can throw it up on the Facey-booky.
All right. Tad and Drex on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.